IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with MS Dhoni, one of India's most celebrated and loved cricketers. Did you know that before he started playing cricket professionally, Dhoni was a ticket collector at Kharagpur Station? Imagine that, from a ticket collector to being India's most successful captain and IPL's most expensive bid in the first year. How can you even fathom that journey? What must it be like in his mind when he looks back and sees his life and the way it turned out? I saw an interview with MS Dhoni that prompted this podcast. He was being interviewed by Pooja Talwar and she asked him, "How do you manage to remain so cool? What is the secret to remaining calm and confident?" His answer was so interesting. Without thinking, without blinking, he said, "Don't think about the result. It is the result that puts the pressure on us. If you focus on the outcome, you start getting scared and you start panicking. You start thinking, what if this happens? What if that happens? When what you should be focusing on are the things that you can control. If you lose, you learn and do better next time." This is such amazing advice. If someone with his experience can say this and has learned to be unfazed by the outcome, I feel we should try this as well. And one of the most commonly asked questions I get from the listeners of the Habit Coach podcast is, how can I increase my confidence? And after hearing Dhoni, I knew this was one aspect of the answer to confidence. So there are a few important thoughts to understand and decode here. The first is that there is a clear desired result, outcome or goal that he has in mind. Win the match or get selected for the team. This is important because it gives you direction. Without a goal, you will often head the wrong way, waste effort, or worse still, feel like you're not achieving anything. Once you have the goal firmly in place, you need to forget it and focus on the path that you are on. You have to live in the present moment and not think about the final outcome. Like I say, you have to fall in love with the process and the results will happen. Let's take an example of when confidence is needed. Imagine you're walking into a party filled with strangers. Your desired result is that you want people to like you and talk to you. Now imagine if you focused on, what if they don't like me? What are they thinking? Is it working? Well, you will never enjoy yourself and you'll never end up being yourself. Now imagine just focusing on being in the moment. Look around, smile at people, observe the way people are talking. Now start a conversation about the food or about the party and see how it goes. Did people respond? If not, try something else. Same thing when making friends, running a business, making videos or a podcast. You have to be present in the moment and just do what needs to be done without your mind wandering off to the result or outcome. Always, always giving your best. I did this with the podcast as well. I want to be the number one podcast in the country. That's the goal. But imagine if I keep obsessing about it, only thinking the result. If that was the case, I would be so worried to say anything or record anything, not knowing if it would be liked or not. The fear of focusing on the result is debilitating. It stops you in your tracks and makes you take bad decisions. Instead, focus on the tasks at hand. Do your best every time and maybe a little more. So one of your first simple habits to being cool and confident is to stop focusing on the result. Catch yourself doing this. And this way, you won't fear being judged. Instead, you will be yourself. And people will react to that, our most natural state. Being worried if people like you is just the result. Being successful is just the result. Winning is just the result. You have to focus on what aspects of the journey you enjoy and you love and you can control. Then keep doing those things till you get better and better and start winning. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashdin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.